from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woo! I specifically did not ask Solana, as I often do before a guest comes on, is so-and-so there? Because I want to be surprised if Danny Cannell had the guts to show up or not. I'm going to introduce him as if he's there. If he's not there, I would totally understand it.
That's a rough Saturday.
But I don't know. Reminder, by the way, I want to speak about a good team here. If you're looking for Canes merch, you know, as we head into the season, Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. And check out all their gear online at caneswear.com. You know, if you're taking a road trip, say, to Gainesville and you want to be decked out in Canes gear, you get it at Caneswear. I imagine there are some fools who probably went to, I'm sure there's something called Seminole Wear somewhere, and they probably got new clothes and a ticket to Dublin. But regardless, I don't want to get sidetracked because I don't even know if Danny's there or not. Hopefully he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny Cannell, you know, he played quarterback in the NFL for almost a decade. He's an excellent broadcaster. He was a stud at FSU in the 90s. And he's joining us today, by the way, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, win totals. Hope you have the under on FSU. Conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds, college football week one lines. Is Danny Cannell there?
You son of a, you know, do we have to do this today? You know what this reminds me of? When I was the starting quarterback for the Giants, was about a minute. I had signed up, you know, after games, they have like a lot of these Monday night TV shows, like recapping the game. And there was a game I had, and I threw three interceptions, but I had committed to this show that I was going to do. And I was like, I really didn't want to go, but I'm a man of my word. So I'm like, you know what? I'll stick up. But I will say this. I will have my comeuppance. I am saving receipt talk. I saw you on there. And the best part about it, the best part about me saving all these receipts, is there were an awful lot of Gators and an awful lot of Canes that were just reveling in the Florida State loss against Georgia Tech. I don't even have to wait that long. Probably about Saturday night, about 8 o'clock, when that game goes final, I will save every one of those taunts, those harassments that came my way, and I will throw them right back in the losing fan base. And, Hawkman, you might be at the top of the list should your Canes go down in Gainesville.
Well, I can't
I'm just
be.
Warning you.
You should really bookmark at Official Crowder.
Put us on
the thread. You're going to want to harass the losing team. And I don't think you'll have to wait till 8. Probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock, you'll be safe in sending out those tweets to the Gator fans. So what?
What's going on, man? It's good to be back.
All right, let me start with this, okay? If I look at Bet Online and I look at the odds to win the ACC, I could have sworn FSU were like the favorites to win the ACC, but I'm seeing plus 650 and Clemson and Miami above them. And so, what happened there? How come FSU is not the favorite to win the ACC anymore?
Well,
I just wanted to get that out there. That's funny.
Good plug. Good plug, though, for Bet Online, who adjusted their win totals due to that first loss against a conference opponent. So if you're a Florida State fan and you don't want to throw in the towel just yet And you realize, you know what, Georgia Tech, maybe they're a better team than we thought they were, and that Florida State still could control their own destiny, still could win the ACC. It's time to buy low. So thank you for pointing that out.
There's a lot of coping going on there, Crowder.
You know what? And Danny, he was going to kill you. He's been talking about this for 3 days, oh, Danny. Yeah. Just warning you.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But to that point where these early games in the season, we even talk about it with NFL games. A lot of them go under early, you know. And I, especially with the transfer portal now and new guys coming in and out every year, like, Are you anticipating, and do you put the onus on it that I do of these first couple games might not look like what the season does for these young guys, these young teams? And then even that, I don't want to give you an excuse, Danny, but flying 18-year-olds to Dublin to play, that does affect them a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't want an excuse either. Florida State got owned, right? Georgia Tech deserves a ton of credit. But I am personally following a philosophy this weekend of unders and underdogs. Like, I just like that, especially home dogs. I think we make way too many assumptions going into season. Like, Florida State, hey, their defensive line looks awesome. You know, they're going to be great. They lost a ton, but yet Marvin Jones Jr. comes over from Georgia. They get a couple guys in the portal. The offensive, you know, line is supposed to be good. We assumed that Florida State was just supposed to not miss a beat. And as you pointed out, Channing, not only did you go across the pond, there's, in a team sport like football, there's a lot to continuity and chemistry, and it takes some time. And with teams barely doing any hitting or scrimmaging because of the rules and, you know, how kind of soft practice has gotten, a lot of times you don't find out until it's time, like until those lights are on and it's green light, you know, go. So I think that's going to be something you see across the league. Like, some of these teams that we're just really bullish on, just assuming that they're going to be good, I just go in with a little bit of caution on some of those teams. One of them might be in Coral Gables. I'm just saying.
You're talking about the guys that they brought in to Florida State, Danny. Did they know how to tackle when they got there and they forgot how to tackle?
Gosh.
Or
right. Jet lag could be.
Bro, I don't even like Florida State. I love good defense, though, man. Yeah, it was ugly on the defensive side of the ball.
It was gross. I mean, how many times did they lose contained on the quarterback? Who, it wasn't like it was Mike Vick out there getting around the outside. I was just like, what is happening? And that, I think, specifically, and you'll appreciate this, Channing, I'm sure you noticed this too, that was, the defensive line caught a bunch of heat because they were supposed to be dominant. The linebackers, I think you're going to see some changes because of the poor tackling, because some of those poor angles, because some of the guys were out of position. That's the position I think you see Mike Norvell and Adam Fuller, the defensive coordinator, address against Boston College, where you might see some new faces out there on the defensive side of the ball. But to your point, though, I do think poor tackling is something that kind of is an epidemic across the sport because no one practices it.
So are you taking Florida plus the points? You said you like the week one home dogs.
Well, did you know, Hawk, that the Florida Gators have won 33 consecutive home openers? Now, I will bury in that stat the fact that most of the time they play a directional school, some cakewalk FCS opponent, so they can pad that stat. And this week they actually have an opponent with a pulse. And just to be clear, I'll extend this olive branch to you, Hawk. I think the Canes are going to be much better. I do think they can contend and win the ACC. Preseason, I picked Florida State to beat Miami in a rematch in the ACC title game. So now, like, if I'm backing off of Florida State, then I should probably bump Miami up. But a lot of things we're talking about, like, Graham Mertz is back at Florida. They bring back some of their offensive line. They've got some returners on the defensive side of the ball. Whereas Miami, I do think it's going to take some time for all this to gel. The Cam Ward experiment, which I love. I thought he was a guy that I wanted Florida State to get. Like, I thought DJU was the consolation prize, and Cam Ward was the guy that everyone wanted. So they got outbid. He goes to Miami. Damian Martinez, another great back to add to that backfield where they'll have some balance to that. They brought in, you know, in the portal, they got a defensive lineman from Michigan State. They've got some weapons to work with, but I do think it'll take some time sort of for it all to come together. So I actually do like Florida playing at home. I love the points. And I think, like, I'm more of a fan of, instead of taking 2.5, 3 points, like, why not just go for the outright win? It's college football. You got a home dog playing at one of the best home field atmospheres. And I hate to admit that because we don't. That's one thing Miami fans and Florida State can agree on is like we don't like the Gators, but it is a pretty tremendous atmosphere there. And I also one last thing, the kind of the Jedi mind trick aspect of this, where everyone's been trashing Billy Napier and the Gators all offseason. Like, their win total's 4.5. Their schedule's brutal. They're not going to be any good. Napier's gone. And on the flip side, what have we been telling about Miami? Oh, this is the first time they're going to be back. They're going to win the ACC. They're going to make the playoff. They've been told how good they are. I think the Florida Gators are going to be a little bit angry, and it's going to be a little bit like Miami's going into the Hornets' nest. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll be a lower-scoring game, but I do like Florida.
Don't know.
Yeah, maybe what are you smiling at, Crowder? A guy had his mortgage on FSU minus 10.5 a week ago. I mean, you sure you?
Yeah. That is true. I mean, he's got a point.
You sure his handicapping? You sure this is who you want as your ally? Hey. No, but I was going to ask you, like, so you have to, and it does take a little time. There's no preseason in college football. It takes a little time to gel as a team. I think everyone thinks Cam Ward will be great. What do you think of going to Gainesville, which everyone says is a tough place to play, for game one on the road, and the game ends up having a lot of stakes? Do you like that week one?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I do, especially in the 12-team playoff where, you know, a lot of people are writing off Florida State. They still can control their own destiny. They still could, you know, get better. They could go 10-2. They could get to the ACC. They could still make the playoffs. So from that aspect, I don't mind. And I love it for the fans, right? Like, I'd much rather see this type of game than a team like Ohio State's playing Akron as a 44.5-point favorite. Like, that's not fun, but I totally get it. And, like, I think it's kind of year specific. Like last year, Florida State, it helped them a ton to play LSU and get that win under their belt. But that was a veteran laden team. Jordan Travis was a senior, quarterback, and they had a lot of guys returning on the defense. So it kind of all culminated. It sort of worked out perfectly. For the Canes specifically and for Florida State specifically, I think this is the type of year they could have used that pseudo preseason NFL type game. Like one where even if you're a little flat, if you're not sharp, if you're a little bit out of sync, you can still get the W and get out of there. But I love this game from that perspective. And I think your mentality as a coach has to be, this is great. We're going to test ourselves out against a real opponent. And we're going to find out right away what our weaknesses are. And one thing that sometimes these types of games can expose are some of those weaknesses that need to be addressed really quickly early in the season. I mentioned Florida State making some of those changes. Like, and those can get masked sometime if you're playing a lesser opponent. So there's pros and cons to both from a fan's perspective. Give me these types of matchups all day long.
And Danny, something that I've been saying and people have been killing me for, but I've been talking about DJ Lagway, how Graham Mertz is what he is, and DJ Lagway needs to play. Not has to start, but it's funny that Russell Wilson got the job in Pittsburgh, but Mike Tomlin said this morning, he was like, Justin Fields is too good of an athlete not to even be on the field at any time. You know, he didn't want to give too much of what their plan is. Should they play Graham Mertz, but DJ Lagway also have a package? Because they are two different style of quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree with you, Channing. And I think they probably will. You know, today's game, and I would say Graham Mertz, the best way to describe him is a game manager. But I don't think that should be negative, right? Like, that's a good thing. He's highly accurate. He's not going to make the big mistake. His touchdown-to-interception ratio last year was really solid on a bad team, which is kind of hard to do. So, like, he gives you that stability. He's mobile, but he's not the same type of athlete that DJ Lagway is. And I do think the tendency in today's game for most offensive coordinators, they want that wrinkle. They want that RPO where the defense really has to respect the quarterback run game, or they want that kind of goal line package where there is an absolute threat. You could get a quarterback lead run or a quarterback draw or something like that third down situation. So I would not have a problem with it. You know, it's interesting because I think there was always a philosophy of why would you take your starter off the field? You know, I think it was even Drew Brees when Taysom Hill was coming in and playing for him. And I get that argument. But when you have Graham Mertz, who's good and needs to elevate to be great, I don't think there's much drop off. And I do think you showing that forces defenses to at least respect it and prepare for it throughout the week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.